Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It is Thursday the 20th of July. Here is the news.
This is the news. Tony Blair axes soft sentences. No more life sentence but only staying for 2 years.
Oh.
From now on, life means life.
Good. Well, that seems like a good move to me.
Yeah, that makes me happier.
There's good news and bad news for poor people and rich people today. If well-off children are more at risk of cancer, this is apparently, you know, children who live in affluent areas, not in crowded inner cities, the theory is that it's not linked to nuclear at all. It's because they're they're not playing in the dirt, basically. Their environment is too sterile. They don't see enough other kids, so they're not catching the diseases, and so they're more prone to getting other things.
Such as cancer.
Apparently. I mean, it doesn't make much sense to me, but there you go. And the good news is, though, if you're poor, you're less likely to get cancer, but you will die earlier, because having a low social status can make you age more quickly. Now, you'll like this fact that I picked out from this story. Even twins who are genetically identical can have different biological ages if they end up in separate social classes by the time they reach middle age.
Yeah, even if they both smoke loads. It doesn't make much sense.
No, well, apparently it's due to stress and lack of self-esteem that goes with manual jobs. Add 7 years to your biological age. So if you want, you know, if you want to last a long time, do an easy job in an office. Don't do any manual labour, and have high self-esteem. Think a lot of yourself, and also go live somewhere grossy, and then you're basically immortal.
So, you're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't.
Well, it's just the news.
Soccer superstar Ronaldo has put his World Cup woes behind him by scoring with a busty French model.
Oh, that's all right then, isn't it?
Yeah, good for him. Robbery's gone up by 8%.
That's bad. Apparently it's due to iPods. They say the same people are nicking iPods.
Exactly.
I say, don't get an iPod, get a cheaper version.
When you see the white headphones, you know that someone's got bit of kit around the neck.
Get a different set of headphones.
Yeah.
I've got really shit headphones on
just
mine.
Just get a £5 Walkman.
Even then you have to get tapes. Can't get them anymore. You can get a cheap MP3 player, £30.
You can get tapes for not very much money from the charity.
Yeah, but what if you want to listen to something hip and modern? What if you're thinking, I tell you what, I'd like to listen to The Eraser by Tom York. Can't I get it on a tape?
You could make a tape for a CD. Yeah.
This is all getting very expensive. I say buy a cheap MP3 player, not an iPod.
The Salvation Army shop, which is based in Germany, has banned the Sun newspaper because they say it's not Christian.
Well, it isn't, but it never said it was, did it? Are they bothered? Do they look bothered?
Well, they're saying it's a bit outrageous.
John Prescott's political future was in fresh doubt last night after it emerged that Parliament's sleaze watchdog will rebuke him over his links to the US owner of the Millennium Dome. So he's going to get a mild rebuke from a sleaze watchdog. So it sounds a bit pointless, really.
And they've spent a couple of weeks thinking about this, haven't they? And we could have told them this a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Wonder how much this inquiry's cost.
I don't know, probably almost as much as his cowboy outfit.
Probably more. The pig had to get cooled down with a shower yesterday to stop his
skin going crackling
from roasting. And 15,000 chickens were roasted alive.
Oh, that's sad.
But they put them in those, you know, those hot bags with the tin foil lining.
Yeah,
and just flogged them. But they flogged them cheaply because people had to get the feathers out of them.
Well, what's good for bad for chickens, is good for flamingos because a baby flamingo has been born. Usually this happens in Tanzania. We've never had one in this country before. But now we do. I don't know if it's got a name or not. It's pretty cute. Oh no, his mum's called Judy though. So probably called Richard.
Probably.
Be a bit weird.
Lily Allen apparently is going to celebrate her number one by going on a cocaine binge.
Well, she said that last week, and then yesterday she said, oh, I don't even know what cocaine is. I believe she was lying.
Yeah.
Her dad is Keith Allen. She knows what cocaine is.
Yeah, it says she started taking drugs at the age of 13. I think she's probably alright, though. She looks like a sensible girl, apart from...
She's showing her tit off.
But that's from when she was 18. I think she's older than that now.
I think she's 21, I think.
So, yeah.
Tony Blair is set to stay at least another year as Prime Minister. So says disgraced Communications Officer Alistair Campbell. Former Communications
Officer. Alistair Campbell, would you?
No.
Terrified Britons were on a cruise liner.
Oh, yeah, I read about this.
They were all watching the film Titanic. And suddenly the ship rolled and they all went flying. Everything was getting bandied about everywhere and they all shot themselves, but I think they're fine. A few hospitalisations from falling over, but...
This story is also reported in the... I'm just trying to find it now. In the Daily Mail I'm reading today. Now, there's a very good fact that they pull out. You know, they do a sort of little headline between paragraphs. Yeah, Terror of Tilting Liner. And there's a little paragraph bit. Naked woman on table is there, it's a woman having a massage when it tilted and she went rolling off. That was there. But they made it sound, you know, they made you read on with that little snippet there. Apparently, the average working parent spends only 19 minutes looking after their children, sort of, you know, with good interactivity. And there's another 16 minutes with their offspring, but that's only a secondary activity, so they're probably, you know, doing the washing up and talking to the kid at the same time. So you get, oh, that's terrible, that's not very much. But then in comparison, full-time mothers and fathers have 58 minutes each day to dedicate to their children. And you think, well, that's still not very much.
Still not very much at all.
No. And then another 52 minutes of secondary activity. So obviously it's more, but you'd think, I don't know.
It's not very much at all.
It's all a bit sad, though, you know. If you're going to have kids, at least put in a bit of time.
No wonder all the kids are awful.
Yeah, no wonder they're going around nicking,
yeah.
Smashing up bikes, stealing iPods, all that sort of shit.
They just want some attention, I think. Kelvin McKenzie from The Sun has put a £1,000 bet that Tony Blair is going to get arrested by the end of the year.
Interesting.
William Hill have given him odds of 10 to 1, so he stands to make 10 grand if he wins.
That's quite low odds, actually.
He says he thinks it's the easiest 10 grand he's made in his life.
Well, he hasn't made it yet, has he?
He hasn't. What do you think? Do you think it'll happen?
No.
Arrested. I think
they could take him in for questioning, but I don't think he's going to be arrested or charged with anything.
No.
I think that man, he's just lost an easy £1,000.
Yeah.
A woman... It is a classic story for you. Mm-hmm. Cat got stuck up a tree. Mm-hmm. He'd been up there 3 days, starving. His owner thought, "Ooh, shit, how am I going to get this cat out of a tree?" What would you do?
Get a ladder.
I don't think she had a ladder.
Borrow a ladder.
Who would you turn to?
Well, I'd call the fire brigade if it came.
Fire brigade said they're not even going to come out. It's not their job to do cat rescues, whereas I always thought it was, but apparently not. So the next day she phoned the RSPCA and they came along and said that due to health and safety regulations and the fact that the tree was the wrong shape, they couldn't put their ladder up against it and climb out. So eventually, after cutting up the tree 5 days, a tree surgeon came out and he, you know, did some pulleys and levers and he saved the cat.
A very handsome cat.
It's, yes, nice. So poor Lily the cat stuck up a tree. Fire brigade wouldn't help. Apparently firefighters have been paralysed trying to rescue cats. They won't do it anymore. To be honest, the cat shouldn't be so stupid in the first place.
A 16-year-old boy pilot has died by crashing. I didn't know 16-year-olds were allowed to fly.
No, neither did I.
That's another symptom of being posh, isn't it?
Yeah.
If he wasn't posh, he'd still be alive.
So that didn't extend his life any. As it's been hot, all the papers have been putting pictures of girls in scanty bikini in the papers, going, oh, look, just as an excuse, going, here's some totty. Daily Mail have gone the other way. They've got pictures of fat men in their shorts, going, this is why men should never go topless. It's all quite attractive. This one's got a tiny G-string on. I like the fact it makes a change from the bikini-clad girls, but still quite pleasant.
Yeah. And there's a school that's banned kids from singing the song Imagine because they say it's anti-religious. The kids have been practicing it for a school concert, and the headmaster came in and went, "No, we won't have any of this."
Really?
Yeah.
What? Why is it anti-religious?
Because of the line, "Imagine there's no heaven and no religion too."
That's true.
But
say
sympathies.
It says there's no hell as well. Does that mean that? I don't know. But it's saying imagine it, it's not saying it is the case. But it's saying the world would be better. I don't know.
Which is fucking true, isn't it?
Yes.
Bloody hell, look at the state of things
here. There's an apology. I always like an apology in a paper. This one's to Noel Edmonds from the Daily Mail. In an article entitled Revenge of Mr. Blobby, we suggested that Noel Edmonds had behaved unprofessionally and unreasonably over the course of his career, causing major rows with his co-workers. We also suggested his sole desire was to return to the BBC despite having agreed to accept a £3 million contract from Channel 4. We now acknowledge these claims are not correct and apologise to Mr. Edmonds for any embarrassment caused. Basically, yeah, explaining it's a cunt.
They should have put that on the front page.
I think.
Yeah. I mean, they do jump to conclusions and have their opinions, and I know we all have our opinions, but it does colour people's attitudes. A saucy sign asking motorists to honk if you bonk has been removed after police said it could be a traffic hazard.
Well, what was it trying to achieve?
Well,
is it a survey of how many people are bonking? Or what?
I don't know, it was just like a honk if you bonk.
I don't understand. Zina. We've just been talking about how all kids are awful now, but here we have flat cap hoodies. It's some kids, it's Victorian tearaways.
Oh, right.
Who have, there's pictures of them here, telling them what they've been up to. Not petty theft. He did a bit of joyriding, because he stole a pony and cart. he went into a house and nicked some stuff. It's basically stealing very small things. And they all got punished for it, you know.
Good.
Maybe that's what we should do, punish kids again.
Prince Harry...
it was better in Victorian times, wasn't it? Remember that.
Prince Harry's got a special little cottage that he's been renting. So that him and his girlfriend can go to it. And it's the Village of Shag.
Very funny. Where is the Village of Shag?
It is in Dorset. Near the lovers' retreat are Shag's cottage, Shag's farm, and they can go for a romantic stroll in Shag's wood. Harry and Sissy have no idea what the place is called when he decided to rent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd move somewhere called Shag's for a laugh. Quite funny.
Yeah.
Apparently, men get slightly screwed in the brain by sleeping in a bed with a partner. It's not a sex thing, it's a sleeping thing.
Mm-hmm.
They get disturbed sleep patterns, and this leads to poor mental agility the following day. Women also have poorer sleeping patterns from sharing bed, but they get better rest when they do fall asleep, and their brain power is undiminished because they're a bit cleverer in the first place.
Well, that all makes sense. I mean, it can be disturbing.
Oh, yes. I don't know why anyone does it, really. I think we should all be like Terry and June. And separate beds that are just pushed together when necessary. Like in a hotel.
Des Lynam yesterday said to co-host Carl Vorderman he'd been sitting on his bike and it was like a razor blade, but it was alright, he just rubbed a bit of Vaz on his nether regions. He vazzed up his powder.
Crikey. They said that'll count down.
Yeah.
Was that broadcast?
It was.
Crikey. Okay, we'll just do a bit of summing up now, I think. Apparently 33%, that's a third, of all fish, male fish in our rivers in England, or Britain, UK, no, England, they have a sex change, because of gender-bending pollution.
Do they go to a special doctor who does it?
I'm not sure what happens, but I think they all want to try and get into Big Brother house.
They'll probably succeed. Mm. It's about time they put a few more people in there, I think. Mick Hucknall has been spotted wearing long pink shorts, blue jumper, brown case, ginger hair.
He looks less fat than he did in that picture we saw of him the other day.
And they say, can this be the same crooner who pulled Helena Christensen, Catherine Zeta-Jones and Mel Sykes? Have a look at that flower.
Yeah, you wouldn't still, would you? He's got old woman's hair.
Yes.
He's got hair like my gran.
That's a big part of the problem, is the hair, really. The hair in the air. I mean, he could sort himself out a bit more. So obviously he'd stop making an effort. It's a shame.
I'm quite interested in that.
In what?
Looks like... I'm just reading the paper, everything is shoulder there. Pete Doherty and Carl Barat have had a pub reunion. Interesting. They should just get the Libertines back together, because all the pale sub-Libertines groups aren't as good.
They were talking about that on XFM this morning.
You were listening to XFM?
It might happen.
Should happen, I think, and they should get rid of Razor Light as well. I'm sure they have something to do with it. Apparently, what's his name? Prince Andrew, nickname the Duke of York, nickname Air Miles Andy. He had to go to this motor show or something. No, it wasn't the motor show, that's what I went to.
How was the motor show, Michelle?
It was good. I saw Gary and Minty from EastEnders and Charles Clark, the jugger-eared ex. What's his face
there? What was he doing?
Just walking along with another man. They were holding hands.
So that's an exclusive. He's a gay. And he had sex in the back of one of the cars.
It was an air show that Prince Andrew went to. It was only down the road, 17 miles down the road. He could have got a train. It would take him 25 minutes, cost £7.10. Instead, he chartered a helicopter. It's going to cost about £6,000.
Fuck's sake.
Final story from you?
Robbie Williams has found himself.
Yay!
Through the medium of dance music. And condoms are now on sale for 13-year-olds because they're smaller.
Oh, really?
With a smaller knob.
That's quite sweet.
Oh, and a woman got attacked by a hippopotamus. It bit her groin open.
Oh, where was this?
Straight for her groin. It was into Barbara. She got chased by it and it ravished her cunt. But she's had a lot of operations. Oh, and you'll love that story.
Famous five former boy band members have joined forces for a second shot chops. Dane Bowers from Another Level, Lee Latchford Evans from Steps, Bradley McIntosh from S Club 7, Jimmy Cuswell from 9-1, and Danny Wood, the ugly one, from New Kids on the Block, are hoping to resurrect their careers. Totally boy band. Brilliant. Well, thank you for your final five stories there, Zina. We're now finishing News Box. Oh, she's got one more that she wants to do.
Oh, the man who does the voice of the Daleks has died at 82. We went exterminate, and he was also Zippy and the Smash.
Oh.
And Captain Pugwash.
Wow, he did all the voices.
And the Flower Pot Man.
Wow, what's his name?
Peter Hawkins.
Yeah. Oh, well, big up to you, Mr. Dead Man.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.
Bye.